Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect this afternoon, a special show today. I've got Vince Torres, Executive Director of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico, and Ethel Maharg. She's the Executive Director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. And guys, we're talking about right to life. Tough subject, but you've had some great victories, and I'm excited to have you in today. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you, Jim.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, let's get right into it. Vince, tell us a little bit about the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico and your mission.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a faith-based family policy council based right here in New Mexico. For those of your listeners that are familiar with Focus on the Family, we are a public policy partner of Focus. And basically, we are working and lobbying heavily to promote a state where a life is cherished, families thrive, and religious freedom flourishes. So those are our three areas. Obviously, the one that got me into this line of work is the life issue, and very passionate about it and honored to be joined here by a good friend and colleague of mine, Ethel.
Ethel, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's a pleasure to have you in here, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And Ethel, you're in the middle of massive controversy, as is Vince.
Yes, I am.
But you are the executive director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico.
Yes.
Tell us about the Right to Life Committee.
Well, Right to Life Committee, we champion the cause of life from conception to natural death, and we provide information on all the topics. I mean, every day is a little bit different because people will bring many different topics, but we do from conception to natural death. So we fight against abortion, infanticide, and then assisted suicide and euthanasia and everything in between there. So,
you know, I don't think very many of us ever really think about euthanasia, but it really gets to be scary when human beings think they have the right to take another person's life.
Right. Right.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's like, oh, well, you know, my elderly parents, I may not want to take care of them. So, like your favorite pet, you can just put them down. And that's sad. I mean, that's really scary.
It is.
But we're not really far from that, are we?
No, it's already being done. I mean, in Oregon, it's legal. It's legal in many areas. And so, yeah. And, you know, it's, I say, of course, I'm from that. My past here working with, you know, pregnancy centers and all, it just starts when you start to not value life at all, like from conception, you know, it's a slippery slope down the rest of it. So no life matters. So when grandma and grandpa get old or sick or, and it does, the other thing is people have a misunderstanding. They think that it's just the elderly. It isn't. It's those that are disabled in many ways.
Yes.
I mean, Vince and I were, there at the legislature when Representative Schmitty's worked to pass a law that would prevent hospitals from placing a DNR on a child. We saw the child who had a severe disability, but they were allowed to place a DNR on this child, do not resuscitate, on this child without the consent and approval of the parents. What their knowledge is just insane. So it isn't just the elderly. Assisted suicide is, and euthanasia is, it's the gamut. It's all across life because we don't value life.
Well, let's, the value of life, obviously, for someone that is a believer in Jesus Christ is immense. You know,
yes.
There's scripture that talks about the conception of life in the womb. There's stories about John the Baptist leaping inside of his mother when he was in the presence of the pregnant Mary.
Yes.
With Jesus inside of her. So, all kinds of really cool stories biblically about that. And yet you have politicians arguing that life technically doesn't begin until you come out of the womb and you breathe your first breath. Let me ask a hard question, and either one of you can answer this. How do you answer the critics that say no one has the right to tell a woman what she can do with her body in regard to abortion?
Okay. Vince is pointing me. The question is, you know, I'm from pregnancy center ministry, and we never argued that point with a woman. We had several come in and say, I want an abortion and don't try to stop me.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all right, well, let's go ahead and talk a little further. And so the thing is, it's, you know, we're not there to tell people what to do with their body, but really this isn't their body. You know, that's just another, I mean, I think that they need to understand that there is something else in play. And the whole thing, when a woman goes in and they're in the state of a, what we would call a pregnancy tornado, it's turmoil, especially if the situation isn't good. I know of people that are happy to be pregnant and still scared.
Yes.
And so it is something that causes a lot of fear. And then we live in a society that right now it's, you know, I say this is how we live right now. Kids, you go for hamburger, Coke, sex, and then abortion necessary.
Wow.
So that's basically our thinking anymore. Mm-hmm. And so their first thought is, I want an abortion. And they're saying, I want my life to go back to how it was. And it won't. I don't care what they choose.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they choose parenting, adoption, or abortion, life will never be the same. It just won't. And so that's a misconception for them. So we're not trying to tell somebody what to do with their body. We're asking them to consider. Let's talk about this that's going on in your life. Because it isn't just that. It's more about, let's talk about the circumstances surrounding this pregnancy. Because it isn't the pregnancy. It's probably the circumstances surrounding that.
Right.
That's good.
Well, and go ahead, Vince.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think Ethel, you know, she has so much experience in this practically, very hands-on with her work in the Crisis Pregnancy Center, so I always appreciate her perspective because it brings the people to the forefront of the discussion. One of the things that I've had conversations with women, even in my own church and in the ministry that I'm involved in, is the autonomy argument assumes that the fetus or the unborn child is a part of the woman's body, versus an independent individual person who is subject to the same rights, the right to life that the woman is. And quite frankly, the autonomy or sovereignty argument that we so frequently hear falls flat because we don't take that thought process and apply it to any other situation. In other words, you know, if I have bodily autonomy, but if I try to harm myself through the use of illegal drugs, the law says I can't do that.
Yes.
If a woman who has quote-unquote bodily autonomy attempts to prostitute herself, the law says she can't do that. So again, we don't use that autonomy argument for any other circumstance except abortion, because quite frankly, it falls flat. In this situation, we're not talking about one body. We are talking about two bodies.
Wow.
Two separate bodies. They're not the same. They're not the mother's body. The baby's body is not her body. It's a separate body.
But let me, and I hope I word this correctly, because obviously I want to be gentle, but I want to be firm at the same time and speak the truth. I don't want to sugarcoat anything. But I don't want people to be offended. And I think that you are really doing a great job in both of your ministries to try to love on people. Mm-hmm. You know, as we all do, that abortion today is legal.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Vince, you told me something shocking on our last meeting, that right now late-term abortion in New Mexico is legal.
That's correct.
Which people don't realize.
Yes.
I think we kind of talked about a scenario where possibly two women are rushing to the hospital. One ends up having her baby in the car. They may have exactly the same gestation period and so forth. The other one makes it to the hospital. The one that makes it to the hospital, that she can just have her baby chopped up and killed because it wasn't born. The other one can't do that because now there's a human being outside of her body that's living and breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's shocking to me. Neither one of those situations in that hypothetical, and maybe hypotheticals are not fair, but in that hypothetical situation, it's
not so hypothetical though.
Yeah. Well, and there's no medical condition that either life is going to be threatened. It seems like that could be done as a matter of convenience. Well, I shared that with somebody that was pro-abortion, and the first thing they said, oh, well, that's never going to happen. You know, that's their argument.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it seems to me when you're talking about life or death, in any kind of these issues, you know, maybe you're talking about an elderly parent or somebody that has a disability of some kind, and Ethel's here to, you know, protect those people as well. So we're not just talking about newborn fetuses.
Oh.
Amazing stuff we're going to talk about this afternoon. So I appreciate everybody listening on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back with Vince and Ethel. Stay with us.
AM Tax Solution wants to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas. Everyone needs love and support during the Christmas season and to face the new year. We pray that this Christmas would bring lots of love from our Lord Jesus Christ.
A silent night, a star above, a blessed gift of hope and love. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family from the staff here at Christian Brothers Automotive in Albuquerque and Rio Rancho.
The Winter Movie Marathon at Calvary Knob Hill. Bring a new unwrapped toy for children in need and join us for 14 hours of some of your favorite movies. It's all happening Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m.
Hey, you didn't say which movies you're going
to
be showing.
Oh, I'm actually not allowed to say on the radio?
Well, can you say things like, I am your father?
No.
What about, I find your lack of faith disturbing?
No, not that either.
These aren't the robots you're looking for.
That's not even the right line. Look, all I can say is they take place a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. We'll be showing episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Stay for the whole thing or just for one of the films. The toys we collect go to children in our community who wouldn't otherwise have a Christmas. Saturday, December 14th at 10 a.m. I'll see you there.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I love you.
I know.
This is Steve Ryman from the KNKT Business Relations Office. Did you know that according to Simmons Research, 72% of Christian radio listeners prefer to buy from a business that advertises on their radio station? 62% say they would shop more at a known business if it advertised on Christian radio. I'll introduce your company to the KNKT listening family. Our listeners make great customers. Email me now at advertise@knkt.com. That's advertise@knkt.com. And I'll show you that KNKT means business.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I am joined in studio this afternoon by Ethel Maharg. She is the Executive Director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico, and Vince Torres, the Executive Director of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico. I'm not getting these names right, Vince. I'm actually a little shaken up by what we're talking about. The point that I was going to make at the end of the first break was that you all, because abortion is legal, what you're hoping to do is give as much information to women considering an abortion as possible.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you're not going to dictate what they do, because right now it's legal for them to get an abortion. Mm-hmm. But you're going to love on them and care for them, and you're going to let them make a decision about their bodies. But you want them to have all the information.
Right.
I know so many people medically that go in and get whatever procedure. They get a knee operation, or they get, you know, their shoulder fixed, or some treatment for arthritis, and they never ask about any of the details. And I would say well over 50% of the time, the results they were expecting are not what they got.
Right.
And there's all kinds of consequences. I think that would amp up times a million if you are considering terminating a living being inside of you. Vince, I gave a hypothetical example, and you said that is not so hypothetical.
Yeah, that's right. I think one of the, you know, some of the pushback that we get, especially from those who support abortion up to birth, and some of the lobbyists from Planned Parenthood and other organizations, is that these situations don't happen. And nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, one of the heartbreaking stories that we have experienced right here in New Mexico is the case of Keisha Atkins. Our friends over at New Mexico Alliance for Life worked for years to uncover some of the things that have happened at the late-term abortion clinic just up the road here in Albuquerque, mm-hmm. Dr. Boyd's clinic. And Keisha was a young woman, and she went in for a multi-day elective late-term abortion. And through the course of that abortion, unfortunately, passed away. Lots of controversy surrounding that situation, and I know her family is still involved in litigation, but I think one of the things that we have seen from that is we've been able to see firsthand the impact that has had on her family, on a mother who not only lost a daughter, but also lost her grandchild. And Tina has been working with our coalition of pro-life organizations now to bring awareness to those dangers of late-term abortions. And she speaks from someone who actually experienced it right here in New Mexico. And again, this wasn't an abortion for medical reasons. This was an elective late-term abortion that sadly led to the death of a young woman. And thankfully, Ethel and I have had opportunities to meet with Mrs. Atkins and Keisha's sister, and to spend some time with them. And quite frankly, their mission right now is pretty clear, and it's that they don't want anyone else to go through what they've had to go through in losing, again, not just a daughter but a grandchild. So those stories, those hypotheticals, are not so hypothetical. They actually happen. And part of our work as our organization is to, you know, find those stories and use them, again, not to exploit the families, but the families themselves who want to bring awareness so that others don't have to suffer what they've had to suffer.
Either of you can answer this question, and I'm going off script a little bit, but in interviewing women that have terminated a pregnancy, have you had them testify that they didn't receive all the information, maybe from Planned Parenthood, that had they known a little bit more about it, they may not have done that?
One thing I'll note before I turn it over to Ethel, because she has had experience in this, is that one of the things that we know that Planned Parenthood does provide in almost every situation of a pregnancy is they do perform an ultrasound. What we do know is that they keep that ultrasound from the patient. And there have been documented cases in which that information is specifically withheld from them. And the reason is clear. We know that if a woman is allowed to see that ultrasound or even to hear the heartbeat of her child, she's much less likely to choose to terminate. In fact, we just had a victory at the Supreme Court this week in which the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear an appeal from a law in Kentucky that went into effect that would actually require these abortion providers or doctors to actually allow the woman to see that ultrasound and to hear the heartbeat. And the reason for that is obvious. We know that it brings the humanity to that situation. And in those situations, we feel that women are finally now getting access to all the information. People talk about our organizations as wanting to hold back women and not allow them to make choices. No, we want them to be able to make choices, but to do so with the most information that they can have. And obviously, advancements in modern technology have really changed the way that we see that unborn child. Yes. And Ethel has had experiences with these women, and I'd love to hear what her experience has been.
Yes.
When I was in pregnancy center ministry, I would sit. Oftentimes, we always have to have a second set of eyes in there. You can't just have the tech. And so we would be in there with the ladies as they would go in there for ultrasound. And
so this is like for accountability.
Yes, and accountability. So, okay. So you would have the ultrasound tech, often a nurse that would be there doing the ultrasound. And oftentimes there were some that were very abortion minded, and you know they were determined to have an abortion, and they see that baby's heartbeat, and often it was pretty funny. It was sometimes kind of comical because it was like that baby would just like know, and it would wave. That would,
oh,
you could,
wow,
actually see hands. You could see the whole form of the baby, and that right there was a game changer. We saw almost, I just wrote about 99.9% of the time they chose life. They chose life because they actually saw a living, breathing human being on there, and they could see that little heart just flickering there. And so they couldn't deny that.
Yes.
And so when they did that, you know, of course the tears would stream. These big burly men that would come in there, all determined, also they would come in and they just soften. You know, you see that child and what it actually is, and lives were saved. Lives.
Right. Ethel, are there less abortions now than there may have been, say, 5 years ago because of technology and the things that are making people aware of what's actually going on inside their bodies?
Yes, I believe so, because people are realizing that it is a human being, and technology is, you know, kids, you just say one thing and they're Googling it. So they're actually seeing what abortion really is, for what it really is. There is a former abortionist, Dr. Levitino's great video that he puts, and he it's not graphic, but enough that they understand that what really takes place in the abortion and how.
So is this available like on YouTube?
Oh, absolutely.
Dr. Levitino.
Dr. Anthony Levitino.
Mm-hmm. And so you can put that on YouTube, and
yes,
you can take a look at mm-hmm. and again, you're warning people there may be a little bit of graphic content.
Right. It's more animated, but he has testified before the state legislature.
And this is a person that was paid to do abortions.
He used to be.
Yes.
Not anymore. But he's now showing what it is that an abortion really is. And he dismembers a baby in utero so that they can see what actually takes place. And so, kids, when they see that, they're like, oh, my gosh. When there's actually documentaries that show, they ask them whether they're pro-choice or pro-life. They're saying, I'm pro-choice, until they see that video. When they see that video, they're going, oh, that's barbaric. There's no way. There has to be something else. And so technology is helping us to change how people are seeing life. They're seeing like that there is actually a human being in there, and that it deserves protecting. And so,
Vince, want to ask you what a man's role in all of this is. Are men pushing women to get abortions? Are they supportive? Are they not supportive? What's the general attitude?
Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate the question. I'd like to defer to Ethel on some of these issues regarding the women, but I think sometimes what's frequently missing from our conversation is the responsibility of the man. And as someone who's been in ministry, as a pastor, you know, I have opportunities in my church to address the men in my church. and to emphasize to them that, you know, their complicitness in this act, it's their responsibility as well. And I think far too many times we kind of disregard the role of the man in the equation. And I'll be honest, one of the greatest things that I heard during the legislature came from one of our state representatives from down south, Representative Catherine Brown. And she talked about the person who benefits the most from an abortion is an irresponsible man. And that was a powerful statement coming from a woman and from one of our long-serving legislators there. And I think that really woke some folks up to the reality. Statistically, we know, and Ethel can probably speak to this as well because she's ministered to these women. One of the overwhelming realities that we face with these women who are going to the abortion clinic or going to the abortion provider is the overwhelming majority of them have been pressured and coerced to do so. So this whole idea of, you know, feminism and being the independent woman and making the decision of my own, that's just not the case in these situations. These women are being bullied into having abortions, sometimes by their parents, sometimes by their boyfriend, or in worst case scenario, their abuser. And right here in New Mexico, I think it's one of the things that we have to understand is we don't have protections in place for these women. And that's one of the questions that we need to ask is that a woman who walks into an abortion clinic, specifically a minor, I want you to think about that for a moment. Who's taking her to the clinic?
Yeah.
Is it a boyfriend or is it an uncle? Is it an abuser? We don't know because nothing documents that. And because New Mexico allows minors to get abortions without parental notifications, not even parents know about it.
Wow.
What's happening here in New Mexico.
And I'm just, again, almost every show I'm interviewing folks like yourselves who are on the front lines of battling all these issues. And I'm embarrassed that I don't know these facts. So thank you for sharing with them. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going to be back with Vince and Ethel. More to talk about with Right to Life. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Celebrate the true meaning of Christmas with the 35th anniversary production of Christmas Joy, December 14th and 15th. Tickets at nhccnm.org. A holiday tradition, dancers will inspire audiences to experience the greatest gift, the birth of our Savior. Experience the miracle. Don't miss Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, December 14th and 15th. Tickets available now at nhccnm.org. Celebrate the reason for the season, Christmas Joy.
As we celebrate the birth of baby Jesus, we want to remember the unborn babies we're fighting to save. Right to Life Committee of New Mexico wants to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas as we celebrate life.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8585.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 Feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back in studio with Executive Director of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico, Vince Torres. Vince is also a pastor, so you don't have enough jobs, Vince. You got a lot going on. And Ethel Maharg, she is the Executive Director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico. And I understand also, Ethel, that you work with CareNet. And you do some training for them. And talk about CareNet real quick.
What a great place. I worked with them for 5 years before coming to Right to Life. And what they do is they provide support for families when they come in and they have an unexpected pregnancy. Okay. And so what they do is non-judgmental. They just take them back you know, talk about the issue, calm that storm, because many of them are in a storm. And then after that, when they have such a great success rate, I mean, over 90% choose life. And that, so then they offer them material needs like diapers and gently used clothing. They support them all the way to 3 years of age.
Okay. Ethel, so, do you have children?
I do.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be offensive here, so I want to ask you. You weren't considering terminating a pregnancy and all of these things, so maybe your circumstances might be a little bit less pressured than some of these women that are in difficult situations. Mm-hmm. Even in your situation, were there was the chemistry all messed up and your emotions? And tell us about how pregnancy affects you, well, and just your ability to reason and think.
Well, I think the thoughts come in all the time for pregnancy is like, will I be a good mom? How will I afford this? I mean, people that are just regular, they will think, how am I going to get through this? You know, because a new life is coming and then it's overwhelming. And then the men, they wonder whether they'll be a good dad or not, or maybe they have issues, alcohol, drugs, or whatever going on. So all those things come into play, you know, whether or not they're going to be able to be good parents. And so, like Vince was talking before about the percentage of the men is supporting the woman, women have abortions because men pressure them, and over 80%. And so if men would just come alongside and say,
and
you know,
it's not just men that are pressuring these women to
isn't.
Get abortions. It's families and other relatives. And
yes, family. It's moms, dads that, you know, all of it comes out of fear. And it comes out of fear because what they do is they think, oh my gosh, this is going to ruin their life. They won't be able to go to college. They won't be able to get that degree. They won't be able to go on and do all those things that they had wanted to do in their life. And, you know, a baby isn't a disease. It's normal. Mm-hmm. And so it's just something that happens, and people have been having careers and everything all their, you know, since the beginning of time, and they've been able to accomplish many things. So it's something that, and then the culture now, the abortion, you know, that's one thing that they do is they play on that fear that you won't be able to accomplish anything. So, but I want to just tell you this, that there is a law already in place. So we call it the silver lining of Roe versus Wade. And that is that it is illegal to exert undue pressure to abort. And that could be as simple as a dad telling the daughter, you either have an abortion or I'm kicking you out. That statement right there is illegal. You cannot tell your daughter you're going to kick her out because she's pregnant.
Wow.
That
who would think about doing that anyway?
A lot of them. You'd be surprised. Wow. And again, they do it. They do it, frankly, out of love. They do it because they fear for their daughter's future, or maybe they don't like the kid that she's with, or what have you. And they're just afraid for the future of their child. So they say foolish things like that. And I've had to take some parents aside and say, you can't say that.
So there are statistics that are published that show that women have reported, and they've basically come up with a statistic that 80% of women that have terminated a pregnancy were pressured in some way.
Yes.
That's a shocking statistic.
Mm-hmm. It is. But it's not the thing that they're saying, that it's abortion is just free and it's wonderful and, you know, it's your own choice. No, usually not. Usually not. And then the abortion industry does a very good job of pressuring. Carol Everett was an abortion provider, and she came and she spoke here. And she said that what they would do is, as soon as they got that pregnancy test, they would get them by the elbow. It was a sales technique, and say, honey, go get your money because tomorrow it'll be more. So basically,
wow.
Yeah,
that sounds like
it is. It's
the old days of being in the health spa industry where we used to, you know, get people to close.
Yeah.
We would say something to women like, would your husband really object to you losing 100 pounds? I mean, it was just brutal what we were doing.
And that's what they do. They do that to the kids. But, and she even said this, so I'm just going to digress a little bit, just thinking of what she said. She said their goal was to have these children get pregnant and abort 3 to 5 times.
Goodness sakes.
Yes. That's their goal, because it's all about the money. Okay. So they would use pressure tactics when these girls would come in. They wouldn't talk to them about their dreams of college. Oh, you know what? You'll never be able to accomplish that. Never. Mm. And so, you know, here, come here. Let's go get your money. Mm-hmm. And we'll go ahead and take care of this, and we will just erase it, and your life can go back to normal. Well, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's devastating for these kids.
So, Vince, Planned Parenthood is a nonprofit organization, I understand. And I mean, it's a profitable organization, but I think it's listed as a 501c3. I may be mistaken, but either way, they receive a lot of government funding.
Yes.
And they also make a lot of money performing abortions.
They do.
And I would imagine that their pocketbooks are getting a little skinnier because based on our earlier part of our conversation today, you talked about the fact that there are less abortions. Mm-hmm. Technology, general knowledge, science is actually, you've already mentioned the simple thing of a what's the procedure where you can see the baby with
ultrasound.
Mm-hmm. So an ultrasound can really show them a lot and really get them to see that living child inside of them. So I mean, it's amazing all the things that are coming together, but Vince, what about this money thing? I mean, has it come down to dollars and cents?
For Planned Parenthood, it does. And you know, to classify Planned Parenthood as a healthcare organization, is disingenuous at best. This is an organization that literally survives through performing abortions. They perform more abortions than anyone else across the country. That's where they make their money. Are they strapped for cash? I would say yes and no. No, in that they just recently announced that they're going to spend tens of millions of dollars to try to defeat pro-life candidates for public office this election cycle. So they certainly have the money there. But are they hurting in forms of the amount of funding that they are receiving from the government? Yes, they are. And that's due in large part to the Trump's administration change to the Title X rule, which now excludes Planned Parenthood from benefiting from a program that was created for preconceptive family planning. However, because of a loophole, Planned Parenthood's been taking millions of dollars from that fund for years. The Trump administration finally closed that loophole. So they've lost, I think, this year just right around $60 million from that alone.
Wow.
But to answer your point, yes, the number of abortions are down nationally. So that's a good thing. That's something to celebrate. And that is due in large part to the information that women are now being able to access. Interesting statistic that just dropped a couple weeks ago, for the first time that I've ever seen, the Gallup poll now shows that women are more pro-life. A majority of women are now pro-life, and women are more pro-life than men are. That's a dramatic shift in public sentiment, and it's something that Planned Parenthood is having to deal with. And the way that they are dealing with it is by coming up with these little catchy slogans that abortion is healthcare, my body, my choice, all lies, but they sound really good and they look good on a bumper sticker. But the other thing that they are doing to combat the lessening number of abortions that they're providing is they are now getting into our schools. And so through sex education programs, I think one of the things, if I could talk to the parents just for a moment, is you need to know that a lot of the sex education programs that are now in our public schools are being written by abortion providers. And the idea there is that if we can teach kids and groom them and indoctrinate them at an early age, promoting promiscuity, eroticism, and sexual activity at a very young age, that increases the likelihood of them actually having an abortion. And to Ethel's point, not just having one abortion, but two, but three, but four, but five. So they're not interested in educating kids on sex education. They're creating future clients for abortion. And it's something that parents need to be well aware of. And it's something, quite frankly, that CareNet is currently working to combat through a program called the YES Program. And in fact, we just had Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who's, you know, a well-known name, former congressman from Florida, in this last week, and he talked about this. And one of the things that we are currently trying to do is to get better sex education programs in schools, ones that do not promote sexual activity, but ones that actually promote healthy relationships and give our kids the opportunity to make good life decisions rather than most sex education programs, which simply come from the perspective of, we know you're going to do it, so here's some creative ways to do it, and here's how to maybe not get pregnant, but in the end, we know the goal is to get them pregnant. So,
boy, just with the social norms our kids face now, from everything from advertising and the provocative ads and things that are out there, provocative TV programming, I don't know how people control themselves already, and now you're saying that educational programs are actually promoting this even more. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about. Couple more segments left. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Most people dream of a white Christmas, but this year, John Thomas Jewelers is hoping for a snowy New Year's. If it snows just 1 inch or more on New Year's Day, your jewelry purchase this Christmas season is absolutely free. Tennis bracelets, earrings, even diamond engagement rings, you name it, it could all be free. For details and to see our amazing selection and prices, visit the store at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard Northeast on the third floor of the Lewis University Building. This could be your very Merry Christmas indeed.
A recent headline stated, Americans are fond of the Bible, but don't actually read it.
The Bible is the best-selling and most widely distributed book in all of the world. Bible ownership is strong. Bible engagement is weak.
We want to help you engage with God's Word every day so you can experience the power of the Bible in your own life with the Bible from 30,000 Feet by Skip Heitzig.
I like a guy who says, my day's a lost day if I haven't had a good time over the Word of God.
Spend 1 year discovering major themes, principles, people, and events from all 66 books of the Bible. We'll send you your copy of the Bible from 30,000 Feet when you give a generous donation of $35 or more today to help keep these Bible-based teachings on the air and connect more people to God's Word. So call now to give and get your copy, 800-922-1888, or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
Since the Bible is the Word of God, since it does reveal the character of God, since it alone describes salvation and eternal life, since all these things are true of God's Word, how important is it to know what every word of Scripture means? Hi, friends. John MacArthur here. There's only one way to tap into the power of Scripture, and that's by immersing yourself in it regularly. Every day on Grace to You, we unpack the Bible verse by verse, precept upon precept. And there's no better way to spend 30 minutes of your day. So join us here on this station for Grace to You.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on KNKT. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The executive directors of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico and the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico, Vince Torres and Ethel Maharg, in studio with me this afternoon. Guys, we're talking about right to life and abortion and all these issues, and I kind of want to summarize because I didn't really know how this worked. Both of your ministries are taking into account that abortion is legal, but you're asking for women and trying to provide resources for them. You're asking that they simply pause and take a look at everything that's out there, maybe some medical procedures, an ultrasound, and really ask questions about, I don't know, maybe the adoption process, maybe keeping the baby. Just investigate those options as much as you investigate terminating your pregnancy, and then you can make a really informed decision.
Right.
And you don't want to manipulate them. You just want them to have the information. And then we started talking about the things that go on with a woman. You know, already when you're pregnant, and I don't think that the mother of my children will be offended, but we had five children. And there was a lot of emotion and a lot of different things in her personality during that time. And so I think any man, their job is to be available for whatever you got to take care of, because that's already a hard job. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not married, if you're not employed, if you have addiction problems of some kind and you're pregnant, that's just multiplies all of those emotions times 1,000. Mm-hmm. So my heart goes out to the people that are facing that, but at the same time, I want to encourage you that there's people that will love on you and care yes. for you and provide some information to help you slow down and think through the process. And then the shocking part is that you then told me that people that are pro-abortion, and of course we mentioned the Planned Parenthood organization, but there's other organizations mm-hmm. out there providing, and we started talking about the finances of this, that simply, you know, get somebody in that waiting room, get them in, get the abortion done, and get it over with and go to the next one mm-hmm. without providing very much information is kind of the norm. Mm-hmm. And it's really scary. Go ahead, Ethel.
I just want to jump in there and say this, is that they say it is between you and your doctor. They never even see the doctor until he's there performing that abortion. So that is such a lie that it's been given to women. It's like it is not between her and her doctor, because that just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
that doesn't take place. And so just go on. I just want to make sure that people need that.
So you guys are very quick to stay on top of all of the science and technology, because you've been dealing with arguments about, well, life doesn't begin until the baby comes out of the womb and takes its first breath, and you know, go on and on. But we all know that life begins when that life is conceived.
Mm-hmm.
And so now technology is really supporting you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've indicated that abortions are kind of going down across the country. And the interesting thing Vince said right before the break was that women are actually multiplying now that are pro-life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They're coming out and saying, yeah, we think this is right. We need all the information. And what's the statistic, Ethel, about people that have all the information? Is they're choosing to terminate the pregnancy considerably lower when they have all the facts?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going back and forth to CareNet, not with CareNet anymore, but in my experience, I think I only had one young girl, Tom Vince, one young girl did not want to see the ultrasound because she knew.
Mm.
She knew, okay, that if she saw, that would make all the difference for her. So, but for all the others that we saw that came in adamant, they wanted an abortion, they chose life. Once they saw everything, they got all their questions answered, and they were loved on. Nobody judging them for the situation that they were in. You know, they thought, wow, we could do this. And I'll tell you what, they would come back. They would come back and thank us for just having loved them through that. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. They just need to realize there's somebody that has their back for them.
And we keep going back to CareNet for good reason, because I think one of the accusations that typically gets lodged against the pro-life movement is that we only care about unborn babies, mm-hmm. that we don't care about the baby once it's born, and we don't care about the family. We certainly don't care about the mother. And nothing could be further from the truth. We know, especially as people of faith, that we have a calling that supersedes politics. To love our neighbor and to give particular attention to the marginalized. And I always think back to, you know, the scripture that talks about pure and undefiled religion before God is caring for orphans and widows. And I would add to that these young moms who are facing this very difficult decision. And CareNet does such a great job of that. I'm glad to work with Roberta in Santa Fe, Amelia over in Española, Kathy in Santa Fe right here in Albuquerque, Patrick Gar, the chairman of the board, a good friend and a member here at Calvary Albuquerque. They're doing fantastic work. And quite frankly, it counters that argument because, you know, the reality is we do love that family and we want to provide them with everything that they have, that they can have to not only make that good decision, but then to succeed. So CareNet's not just simply providing information. They're saying, if you choose life, we'll help you. Mm-hmm. We'll come alongside. We'll provide tangible things that you need. We want to help your family thrive. And I think that's such an important part of our work and something that we're certainly committed to at Family Policy Alliance and Right to Life is seeing healthy families. It's a matter of not just loving the baby, but loving them both, as we say, or in the case of a young man being involved as well, mm-hmm. love them all and let's help them. Let's help them choose life.
Vince, I met you at a political event where our former Congressman Steve Pierce, now the chairman of the Republican Party of New Mexico, was speaking. And he was offering up that if we could get socially conservative people, Democrat, Republican, to vote their conscience, I think is the way that he said it, we would eliminate issues of abortion we would be fiscally responsible in our state and all kinds of other things that would help us politically. But then, and it may have even been you that asked the question. There was an evangelical Christian that asked the question, you know, well, what should the church do? And he really kind of pointed his finger and he said, look, if we could get 50,000 people of faith, 50,000. So our state is roughly 2 million. Mm-hmm. That's not very many people. He said, this state would literally be saved if those people would vote on various issues, not just abortion, but everything else that we talk about in this show and issues of faith and things that we consider. So both of you are involved in the political process.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what your organizations are doing politically around the state to save babies and save people.
So a few thoughts there. You know, Family Policy Alliance in New Mexico is a faith-based Christian ministry. Mm. And as a result, I love the fact that we're not beholden to any political party, but we do see the importance of politics in the work that we do. But we certainly don't put our hope in politics.
Mm.
Our hope is in Jesus. Mm. Our hope is in the transformative power of the gospel. And so that's our first priority, is to make sure that the gospel is going out, because politics can dictate how we act. Only the gospel can actually change how we feel and change our hearts. And I think that's an important thing to distinguish, is, you know, I'll consistently be told, well, you know, you can't legislate morality. And to some degree, if we're talking spiritually, I would agree with that. The truth of the matter is, though, is that we do legislate morality. That's all that government does.
Yes.
It's never a question as to whether or not we legislate morality. The only question is whose morality is being legislated. And that's where we see the importance of the political process and the work that we do. And so while we want to proclaim the gospel and advance the kingdom of God, I genuinely see civic engagement and politics as a means by which we can do that and love our neighbor, knowing that the decisions that are made in Santa Fe and in Washington, D.C. have a very practical application on how people live their lives. And so, yes, we believe politics is important. We believe that politics is a means by which we can take what we say we believe on Sunday and actually live it out in the public sphere every other day of the week. Mm. And so to your listeners that they're listening, some that may be sour on political engagement, my encouragement is never become a Republican or become a Democrat. My encouragement is always become an informed citizen. And I'll take it a step further, be an informed Christian. And if there's a disconnect between what you say you believe and what you say, what you believe that the Bible says, and the people that you support, I would just respectfully encourage folks to revisit that and to think through that. And that's something at Family Policy Alliance that we try to do. Again, we're never going to tell you how you should vote, but we will tell you this is where your candidates stand on the issue. And based on that, you should make not a good decision, you should make a Christian decision on who you should be supporting.
And how do people access your resources?
Several ways. So we're very active on social media. I'd encourage you to find us on both Facebook and Twitter, Family Policy Alliance in New Mexico. You can also visit our website, which is familypolicyalliance.com. And we have a tremendous amount of information. And especially come election season, one of the things that we try to do is put as much information out there on who the candidates are and where they stand on the issues that we care about at our organization, specifically life, family, and religious freedom.
So sometimes you have to say this particular candidate doesn't support any pro-life issues or any pro-family issues.
That's correct. Yeah. And in that way, we don't get into the mudslinging of a lot of organizations, and especially, you know, our major political parties. We don't engage at that level of back and forth. We simply say, these are the facts. Here are the votes that they've taken. And on the basis of that, you decide who you think you should be supporting and who you want representing you in our state capitol.
Great. Well, we're going to have another segment. Ethel's going to tell us about the Right to Life Committee. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Hey, I need to get in shape. I'm tired of the way I feel.
Then Designer Body's world-class gym is for you. They are family-owned and operated, and their passion is to lead by example while empowering you to achieve your absolute personal best. The professionals at Designer Body's world-class gym offer gym memberships, personal training, and nutrition management in an atmosphere of fitness, faith, and fellowship. For more information, call 899-1700. That's 899-1700. Or visit us at our website, www.designerbodies.com.
This is Jesse Dumfrey, your local State Farm agent, wishing you and your family to be filled with love, peace, and hope throughout the year. Merry Christmas from my family to yours.
Jesse Dumfrey, State Farm agent, 505-294-4422. JesseDumfrey.com.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a safe, loving home for children who have had so little and need so much. We feed, clothe, house, and share God's love with the children who have been missing those necessities in their young lives. There's no charge for the care at ACCH, and children can stay with us as long as they need our help. You can help by making a secured, tax-deductible donation today at acchkids.org or by calling 898-5520. And thank you for blessing the children.
Hey, Buddha Cave, Buck Buckner, owner of Car Spa here. I've had a job since maybe 11 years old. Broke was not in my vocabulary. Through work opportunities, I learned things like responsibility, discipline, go-get, setting goals, savings, teamwork, integrity, competitiveness, commitment, and self-worth. Recent Car Spa expansions requires that we hire more people across the ranks of associates, supervisors, and managers. We need to build more teams to meet the demand of our business. We have hourly and salary positions with benefits, with experience in performing. We are looking for the right people and energy for both full service and part-time to be a part of our team. We have an immediate and greatest need at our newest Westside Coors location, but are hiring at all sites. Drop by early morning, Sunday through Wednesday, fill out an app, and interview a manager, and join the team.
Our family and staff at Water Extraction Experts would like to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas. May your Christmas be filled with peace, joy, and the true meaning of the season. God bless.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ethel Maharg, the Executive Director of the Right to Life Committee of New Mexico, and Vince Torres, the Director of the Family Policy Alliance of New Mexico, have been in studio today. We're talking about right to life and abortion issues facing our state. And New Mexico has, among other things, declining population, shortages of jobs. We have drug issues. We're last on every good list of education measurements around the country. And you guys are in the middle of all of this, trying to help young moms with all of the emotions, all the everything that goes along with being pregnant and the challenges that that incurs. So we need to be praying for you guys and supporting you guys any way we can. Ethel, tell us a little bit about the Right to Life Committee and what you're doing in New Mexico.
Well, we're providing information, especially during the legislative session, about what exactly is going on, sometimes day by day. I did that when I was up there, and sending out emails.
So are you expecting in this upcoming session there's going to be a lot of these issues addressed?
Well, we've been told. Been told that that's probably a real strong possibility. I mean, when our governor speaks at the NARAL conference, you pretty much, you know, she's going to get those two bills passed again. So what we do is I go lobbying and I talk to the legislators and I talk to them about, you know, abortion issues. And I actually take Planned Parenthood's information and dispel all the things that they're saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because they have information on there and I'm like, this isn't true. I'm going to tell you, when you have 25,000 calls come into the governor's office and over 98% of those people are saying, no, we do not want abortion. And then they have a sheet that says 77% of New Mexicans want abortion. No, I think that they're incorrect there. So I do that. And then I've also been saying, look, these are the representatives that came across the aisle and helped us. And they were, you know, we don't care whether they were Democrat. We had 8 Democrats that came across the aisle to stand with us. And now they have a big target on their head. So we're standing with them because they are being targeted for election time. So we are standing with those who stood with us. They stood for life. We're going to stand with them. So we don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. We're going to stand with those who stand with us. So we are out there with the Democratic candidates, the Republican candidates. We are standing for life regardless. So we're going to support those who support us.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here because I'm going to base this on something Vince told us the last time was here. We have a lot of what I will call traditional Democrats in our state very strong Catholic families.
Yes. Yeah.
And when Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham came up with a late term abortion bill this past legislative session last year, that was soundly defeated.
Yes.
And I think largely in part because the Catholic Church and its members stood up.
That's right. The impact of our Christian brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church cannot be understated as to what happened during this last legislative session. And that's one of the reasons that we're really excited to be partnering with them again, both Ethel, myself, and Lisa Martinez over at New Mexico Alliance for Life. We're going to be partnering with the Archdiocese of Santa Fe for this year's Sanctity of Life Awareness and Unity Day and March for Life. And that's going to take place on Wednesday, January 22nd. There's going to be a mass at the Basilica downtown for our Catholic friends. We are going to hold an evangelical worship service in the Capitol Rotunda at 10:30 for those of you who'd like to join. And this event is open to everyone. We'd like to get as many people to the Capitol on that day. In fact, I've been telling folks, if you can take off one day this legislative session, it's a short session, it's just going to be 30 days, but if you can take off one day and engage and come and walk alongside of us, do that on Wednesday, January 22nd. We'll kick off our worship service at 10:30. To the pastors out there, I want to extend a very special invitation to you, because we are also having Pastor's Day on that day as well. And we have a special lunch planned for you and opportunity for you to visit with some of our legislators. So please show up for that. And then we will walk to the Basilica. We'll join our Catholic friends, and we will have our life walk back to the Capitol for the rally. And again, that's all taking place on Wednesday, January 22nd. The information for that can be found at NewMexicansForLife.com. Again, NewMexicansForLife.com. And in addition to that information, you will also see that we are already kickstarting a statewide petition, a pro-life petition that we encourage every pro-life New Mexican to sign. And basically the message is to the governor and the legislature that we don't want abortion up to birth anymore, and we would much rather you spend your time dealing with some of the issues that most New Mexicans care about. And there's really three issues that we're going to be talking a lot about this session. Number one, we want to address the fact that abortion up to birth is legal here in New Mexico. That is the status quo here in New Mexico, abortion up to the moment of birth. So if you were upset by what happened in New York and Virginia, folks, it's happening right here in our own backyard. Mm-hmm. Number two, we want to address the fact that there is no parental involvement in these decisions for minors. I have a daughter. She can't get an aspirin without my consent, and yet a school nurse can take a minor girl to an abortion clinic and get an abortion without her parents even being notified, much less having to sign off on it. And number three, New Mexico has no protections for children who survive botched abortions. We have documented cases of children surviving abortions and literally being left on an operation table to die a very slow and painful death. And so some of our friends in the legislature are going to be introducing a Born Alive Infant Protections Act, and we're going to encourage the governor and the legislature to get behind these common sense pieces of legislation to start promoting a culture of life in New Mexico and putting an end to the culture of death that pervades our state.
Well, Vince, you've already mentioned that you have Christian ministry with the Family Policy Alliance. So we all know that as you're mentioning these, we need to be praying about all these different
Please.
Things. Mm-hmm. And you also need some help with your organizations financially. I mean, the Yes. materials that you pass out, the time that you spend, you know, gas getting up to Santa Fe is not cheap anymore. So, I mean, tell us how people can come alongside you and help.
Well, I'll give a pitch not only for Family Policy Alliance, but for Right to Life as well, and New Mexico Alliance for Life. You know, when you donate to these organizations, know that you're not investing in hefty overhead expenses and expensive office space. You're investing in three voices who are willing to be there each and every day and to be a voice for you and your values in the Capitol. We recognize not everybody can take time off and to show up at these committee hearings. And so when you invest in our organizations and you give, you're really supporting us and you're supporting our families. And you're saying that, well, I may not be able to be there, I want to invest in an individual who's willing to go and to be the voice, the Christian voice in the state capitol in Santa Fe. And friends, it's desperately needed. And as we saw this last legislative session, when we can be that voice and we can come together and to speak up and to act, we can do some amazing things, and we can have a repeat of what we did this last legislative session, where we went up against the abortion giant, the abortion industry, and we were victorious by the grace of God.
Vince, give us your website. I know people can sign up to receive some updates from the legislative session from you via email. Where do they go to sign up?
Go to FamilyPolicyAlliance.com and sign up for our email updates.
And
Right to Life is rtlnm.org.
rtlnm.org. And boy, what this is just a ton of information for all of our listeners and for myself to process, but we need to start reading. We need to start grabbing the information off your website, spend an hour on the couch reading stuff instead of maybe watching TV, become informed, register to vote, everybody.
Yes.
We got to have everybody register to vote.
Yes, absolutely.
Amazing show. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
And
thanks thank for you for me. Listening to ABQ Connect. We will see you tomorrow.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.